Hi everyone, thanks for dropping by. It's Michael Kerr here with another episode of Humor at Work. I want to talk about the importance of trumpeting success at work. According to the late Ren Zafiropoulos, and I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly, Ren, the former CEO of the Silicon Valley high-tech company Versatech, everybody should have an elephant. That was his belief. And by that, he meant everyone should have an elephant-sized amount of enthusiasm for their work and an elephant-sized amount of recognition for what they do at work. True to his words, Ren once donned a satin costume and rode around his company's parking lot atop an elephant while the Stanford University marching band played alongside, using this occasion to champion their impressive financial results and to pass out bonuses, backing up yet another one of his beliefs. If you're going to give someone a check, don't just mail it, have a celebration. Awesome advice. Now, you know, bringing a live elephant into work might not work for you, well, or for that matter, anyone. Now, you don't necessarily need an elephant, but what you do need is to trumpet people's success on your team, lest they pack their trunk and leave for another waterhole. A Human Resources Management and Watson worldwide survey found that 88% of employees cited a lack of acknowledgement as their top workplace issue, while 70% said it was the reason they left their job. Conversely, a study reported in Workforce magazine found that regular recognition is linked to higher productivity, reduced employee turnover, and increased job satisfaction. And a 10-year study by Gostick and Elton of more than 200,000 managers and employees found that simply saying thank you on a regular basis translated into higher profits. Short of passing this message on to your boss as a gentle reminder, what can a thankless employee do? Well, perhaps more than you think. Several studies suggest that thanks are highly contagious. When you genuinely thank someone, they are more likely to pass thanks on to another person. All right, my fun at work tip for this episode. There's an Australian marketing company that has a designated sleeping room, and they have a designated screaming room. Now, I'm guessing the screaming room and sleeping room aren't located right next to each other. Now, if sleeping or screaming on the job isn't your thing, perhaps you can consider some other offbeat room, closet, stairwell designations, such as a laugh-in closet. Or how about an inspiration point where people can gather seeking out some inspiration on a project? A zen zone, a creativity corner, a munch and mingle room, a cone of silence, a reading room for people who want to read, a confessions corridor, a stress-free stairwell. Just something that's a little bit offbeat, a little bit fun, and that serves a need that perhaps you haven't thought of before in your workplace. And the quote of the week by Wally Wang. I used to work at an unemployment office. I hated it because when they fired me, I had to show up at work anyway. And speaking of unemployment offices and being fired, in our It's a Wacky World section this episode, I've got a survey from the U.S.-based consultancy firm Office Team, which surveyed HR professionals in search of the wackiest reasons employees gave for quitting their jobs. So here's just a few reasons that employees gave for quitting their jobs. I was making too much money, and I didn't feel like I was worth it. I didn't like the sound of the filing cabinets being slammed. I wanted to watch a soccer tournament. I wanted to watch a movie with my girlfriend. I thought the lobby area was too small, so I quit. And perhaps my favorite, I have to feed my dog. So person quit because he had to, you know, feed their dog. Well, until next time, everybody, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put humor to work for less stress and more success.